South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, Ivan, I was smoking there when we were talking the last time, and I completely lost my train of thought. So let's just kind of just jump in here for a minute. I know that when I was at the event, I met your lovely and talented other half. And she was telling me that you'd recently lost 40 pounds. We do a lot of health and wellness, and I lost 40 pounds last year. What's up with that, Ivan?
Well, yeah, I lost over 40 pounds, and I did it from a change in diet. However, I was a little bit motivated because about 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And I wanted to, you know, kind of get my health in order. And many people told me that you could actually put the cancer in remission with what you ate, which I didn't completely buy. But I figured, hey, at least I'll be in a healthier position should I have to do surgery or radiation. And so I went on a pretty strict protocol. Mind you, I was never hungry. I ate all the time, but I just completely changed what I ate. And ate no processed foods, no sugar, no sodas, you know, very little alcohol. Red wine was it. And lost all that weight, but lo and behold, actually not only went into remission, but within within a year was basically told that, well, it was a little over a year. Within 9 months, I was in remission. Within about 18 months, I was told that my markers came back in the normal range. Never did radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery. So the weight loss was really this protocol I went on. Glad you asked the question, because I literally just, and I wasn't planning on bringing it up, but I literally just released a book on Kindle called The Meisner Plan, because everybody asks me either how did you lose weight or how, you know, how did you not have to go to surgery. So I just told my story in this book. We're not selling products or services or anything, but the book, book's called Meisner Plan. It's a Kindle book on Amazon.com.
Listen, I had saw it. It resonated with me because I'm going through some health stuff too, and I'm changing my diet. And I had done that, and I lost the 40 pounds. So I'm right up there with you. I think that good healthy eating is very important. It helps you get yourself ready to go back to do the business thing. And so I think that's really a good segue back into the networking tips. I think that you have to go into the networking environment with positive energy, and I think that you need to have the right fuel, both mentally and physically, to be there. I think that if you're radiating positive energy, people will be attracted to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think effective networking is about a good mindset and a good skill set. You have to have the right mindset. For me, that mindset is all about the philosophy of giver's gain, that you're there to help other people. And they help you in return, and then you got to develop the skill set. Now, when we got cut off, were you able to hear me talking about the networking disconnect at all, or did we lose?
No,
that?
We got disconnected.
We got disconnected. So the networking disconnect is, I think, the key in starting the process of networking. Most people show up at networking events, wanting to basically do a face-to-face cold call. I went to an event where I spoke at once, 900 people in the audience. I asked how many of you are here. Hopefully to, just possibly sell something. Everybody raised their hand. So how many of you are here, raise your hands if you're hoping to buy something? Nobody raised their hand. No one. That's what I call the networking disconnect. People show up at networking events. They all want to sell, but nobody's there to buy. It's a huge mistake. You need to go to networking events to connect with people and to begin building relationships. Networking is more about farming. And it is about hunting. It's about cultivating those relationships.
Oh, 100%. I think that's a benefit of being down here in Miami, because there's what we call the Latin American approach to business, and it's a go-slow approach, and you can't really go for the jugular. And today I've been working on a particular sale. I'm working with some other people, and one of the other people on the team happened to be out of town in the city where the sale is, where the prospect is, and or the future partner, I'll call them. And they said, well, I'll go in. I'll tell them what we've got. I said, no, go in there, bring your packet of pictures of the kids and ask him what he did over the holidays and call me in an hour.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. And the guy had the greatest meeting.
Yeah, great idea. Because, you know, I think especially in this North American culture, we just kind of go for the jugular too quickly. We go for the sale. We discovered that in a book that I did called Business Networking and Sex, not what you think about the difference between men and women and how they network. We discovered that men are a little more likely to do that than women. They're a little more likely to be transactional in their networking, where they just get right down to business. Women tend to be more relational in their networking, which is slower, but yield a greater result. The women scored much better in the survey. We surveyed 12,000 people all over the world. Women did better with that relational approach than the guys did with the transactional approach. If you throw gender out of it and just look at relational versus transactional, those people who were more relational in their networking did better.
No, well, I give myself a high five. Spencer gave me a thumbs up on that. He knows I'm one of the more relational guys. But I can tell you, you know, you talked about the going to the networking events, and I like to prepare. I like to find out who it is that's going to be there. I like to have an idea of the people that I want to make sure I meet. I want to see if they're going to be speakers. If they are, I'll make sure I'm there when they're speaking. I want to coordinate everything. These events are meticulously put together by the groups that put them together. I want to make sure I get every possible benefit from attending.
Yeah, and you know, Google is great for that. And there, when I go to places and I want to find out more about who's speaking or who's going to be there, it's great to look them up. And you go in there a little more prepared. So that homework in a networking environment is, I think, so important.
Now, what is it when you're going somewhere? Will you look to go on side trips while you're there to generate more opportunities? What are your opportunities today for you? Are they the expansion of BNI, the continuing growth of BNI? Do you have a parallel business that you run as well? Help me out.
No, BNI is my primary business. I am a partner in a company called the Referral Institute, which is a referral training company. We've got groups all over the world, franchises all over the world. But BNI is my core business. And you know, my role with the company now is basically to be the spokesperson for the organization and to provide intellectual capital, books, reading material. You know, I've been the CEO, I've done the management. My role now is to travel like I did in Miami and speak to members, speak to the public, and to do interviews like this. I need to focus on working more on the business than in the business, as Michael Gerber would say.
Well, all I can tell you is that all the people that I had seen at the event were very excited. I was brought by a friend of mine who was one of your primary people down here in South Florida. He said, "Jimmy, I know what you love. I know who you are. I know what you're all about. And if there's one guy," he was here 5 years ago, "if there's one guy you gotta go see, it would be Dr. Ivan Meisner." And he said, "And if you come on this particular day, I'll even give it a shot and see if you can go meet him." Well, you know, okay, great. How in 5,000 people am I going to meet him? Well, because I'm a laser beam. That's it.
Well, I'm glad we connected. And, you know, I think people, what I find interesting is people who go to that events, in some ways I'm singing to the choir, because those are the people who are really already committed to the process of networking. It's the people who don't engage in ongoing education and training that often need it the most. And so one of the things I would tell your listeners is spend some time to learn how to network more effectively, because you didn't learn this in school. Don't wing it. Networking is an acquired skill. Pick up some books, get some training, go to seminars or events like Jim and I met at, because it'll teach you how to do this better and you can work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, and you know what, Ivan? One of the things that I've found is that everybody has their different style, and there's only, there is one style that I just can't take, and that's the full frontal assault style.
Yeah.
But you know, I've found that if you're nuanced, that these types of behaviors are really worthwhile and positive. I use a lot of the neuro-linguistic programming stuff. And the other stuff that I've really found to be most important is to be transparent and genuine.
Yeah, you know, being authentic and genuine is very important in your networking. And you're right, people do have different styles. I wrote a book that you might find of interest, your listeners may find of interest, on behavioral styles and networking. It's called Room Full of Referrals, Room Full of Referrals. And my co-authors are some of the world's leading experts in this field. Dr. Tony Alessandra, well-known for behavior profiling, he's my co-author. And Don Lyons, who's probably one of the world's leading experts on behavior profiles and networking. The three of us wrote this book, Room Full of Referrals. And so if you're listening and behavioral styles are an important way for you to connect with people, take a look at that book because we talk about how different behavioral styles operate differently in the way they want referrals and in the way they want presentations to be given to them about referrals.
I can't wait to get that one. I'm all excited already.
Room full of referrals. I'm sure you're familiar with DISC, Instruments, Drive, Influence, Steadiness, Compliance.
Of course. You know, I'm very excited about all that. I want to become a better at it than I am as well. And we'll see, you know, how we can get all that done. Now, Dr. Meisner, we've only got a couple minutes left. Now, BNI is sort of built out. Oh, we got a couple more minutes left. Oh, okay, great. How would you say people could get involved with BNI, seeing as how it's at a somewhat mature state here? How do people get started?
Oh, you know, it, in some ways it's mature in that it's been around for 30 years, but we're just scratching the surface in potential membership. We, you know, in the U.S., we're about 20% market penetration. We can be 4 or 5 times larger, so there's plenty of room for growth. And if somebody's interested in visiting a chapter, go to BNI.com, take a look at your local groups, and go visit a local group. If you can join an existing group, it's a lot easier. Otherwise, work with your executive director and his team there in Florida.
I heard that some of the older, more established chapters, that these folks are getting $90,000, $100,000, $150,000 a year in referrals.
Yeah, absolutely. The, you know, the average is below that, but there are many people who get 100% of their business through referrals, and it's 6 figures or more. Word of mouth is a great way to do business. I'm a firm believer in advertising. If you want to build your business, you got to advertise. But word of mouth is a form of advertising, and I think you need to plan it and structure it like you plan your radio advertising or direct mail advertising. And most people don't do that. But so the ones who do, they have a plan for their word of mouth, are generating huge sums of business. And it beats the heck out of cold calling any day of the week.
Oh, no, I don't do cold calls. I do warm calls. Do you know this guy?
Yeah.
Can you introduce me?
There are many people out there still doing cold calling because they don't know any better.
Well, I think that what they need to do is they need to take a step back. They need to take a look at how they can build their business. They need to build their business through referrals. I love the thing about A Room for Referrals. I circled it. It's one of your 17 books. It's one that I'm going to take a look at when I get home. We've only got about a minute. We talked about the fact that the website is BNI.com. We're here today with Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's the founder and chairman of BNI. Ivan, what would be the one takeaway you want to give everybody as we kind of finish up this segment? And by the way, I'm going to put you on the line. We're going to get you back.
Hey, I'd love to come back anytime.
All right, we're going to get you back in the next few weeks. We'll get Dr. Meisner back. But Ivan, what's your one takeaway for our folks today?
I think one of the most important things I've learned in the last 30 years is that it's not what you know or who you know. You know the expression, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah.
I don't think it's what you know or who you know. It's how well you know each other that really counts. It's about going deep and building relationships with other people. That's what networking is about.
Oh, my gosh. What a great bottom line. Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder and chairman of BNI. We're going to have him back again in a few weeks when he can get us back on his schedule. Thank you so much for calling in today, Dr. Meisner. We look forward to someday having you back in Miami and in our studio.
Anytime, Jim. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back after this short break. We're going to be on with Corey Vanderpool, Director of Business Development for Magnum Energy Solutions. We're going to talk about how to save money on your energy cost in your real estate by cutting unneeded usage. Oscar, it's all yours.